Run DNA has an extensive range of running and walking footwear. They're trusted by podiatrists and physiotherapists. The Run DNA fitter's advice is second to none. Pop into Run DNA, 20 Manton Street, Hindmarsh, or 391 Fullerton Road, Fullerton. They're open 7 days, plenty of off-street parking. If you walk or run, you need to Run DNA.
Welcome to Hooked on Sport. This is South Australia's weekly sports wrap, where we uncover the stories, personalities and moments that define sport across South Australia. It's time for Hooked on Sport with two-time Bradman medalist Ben Hook and state golf representative Sophie Hilditch.
Thanks, Wallace. G'day, Soph. Soph, it's been a very, very long weekend after the disappointment of Friday night. As someone who wears your crow's heart on your sleeve, how are you feeling?
Oh, not great, Hooky. I was full of such positive energy last week. And you know what? I actually had to flee Adelaide. I had to go up to the Barossa this weekend and sink my sorrows in some wine. That's how I was feeling.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to help your mood here, but I have a special guest who is joining us. Unfortunately, he's a Hawthorn supporter. Thankfully, a unicorn, because he is a likable Hawthorn supporter and there aren't too many of those around. But Jules Schiller has been good enough to join us, the ABC breakfast host here in South Australia and, of course, mad Hawthorn supporter. Jules, thanks for your time. Congratulations and welcome to Hooked on Sport.
Yeah, g'day, Hooky. Hi, Sophie. Hi, Wallace. Yeah, it's been 48 hours since my last finals win. So, look, you know, I'm a bit flat. I'm looking forward to another one on Friday, but what a great night it was for the Hawks.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. It's just nice to know that the Hawthorn smugness hasn't ever taken a rest. You might have had a year or two off, but here we are once again, just that moral superiority.
How can we not be smug? I think the last time the Crows beat us in a cutthroat final was 1993. The last time Geelong beat Hawthorn in a knockout final was 1963. So just the statistics alone are going to make you smug, Hooky and Sophie. No, look, I'm going to get massively pilloried here. I did enjoy the Crows season. I did enjoy the night and I did feel for the Crows, I have to say, in the end, Sophie, but you know, you picked the wrong team.
I've got to admit, I reckon it was the first like 30 seconds of the game and I was just thinking, what the hell is going on? This is not a good start. And it kind of just kept going in that fashion.
It did, but I mean, I know, Hooky, you wanted to get me on here to talk through how tough it is to be a Hawthorn supporter in the modern era. And it is. I mean, I've had to cancel my plans for next weekend and probably the weekend after that. So I've had to organise transport to Melbourne. Hooky, you know, when I often sit down and want to watch some sport, I'm like, which grand final do I watch? Is it 13? Is it 15? Do I watch 08? Do I go back to 88? I mean, these are all tough choices for a Hawthorn fan that we have to make all the time.
You've seen 12 Hawthorn premierships, I reckon, in your life, Jules. Are you just a little bit greedy?
No, I'm always hungry for more. You know, they get confusing. Because as I said, I rang Dad today and said, Dad, we're off to another prelim. And he said, oh, not again. Really? Another one? And I'm like, come on, Dad, you're 83. You've only said, he's been to like the 71 grand final, all the ones in the 80s, 91. Oh, I can't list them all because they're going to run out of time. But yeah, it is. It's a lot of investment, Sophie, to see this much success. It does change you, not for the good, I have to say, but it does change you.
I might have to redo the intro, Soph, because I said he's a likable Hawthorn supporter, but I'm starting to second guess my judgment.
Yeah, he's feeling pretty unlikable right now. But why Hawthorn? Why have we chosen to barrack for them?
Well, look, and this is where it gets really strange, Sophie, because my dad's dad, so he grew up in Williamstown in Melbourne, and he started supporting Hawthorn when they won nothing. They won absolutely nothing. So when they started to win games eventually in the 60s, he actually had a heart attack and was pronounced dead outside Glenfree Oval after they won a game. This sounds like the setup to a bad joke, but it's not. So he dies outside Glenfree Oval, so therefore my father, in honour of his own dad, has to support Hawthorn. So So fast forward to 2014, Hawthorn are playing Port Adelaide in a preliminary final. Port Adelaide are coming over the top of them. They have a kick for goal to win the prelim in the last 60 seconds. My dad, who's now wearing a pacemaker, has a cardiac event. So the pacemaker recorded a near-death experience. So like his father, he almost died at a Hawthorn game, and now he's been banned from seeing most Hawthorn games live. And so usually after the games, I just have to text win or loss. But he's prepared to roll the dice on Friday and come along, Sophie.
So
And this is another thing about supporting a successful club. It's stressful because you expect to win all the time. You should be pitying me.
it sounds like you're a bit down on your luck and you're looking to try and fast forward the inheritance, mate, if you're trying to take your dad to another preliminary final.
Yeah, it's funny because I looked at the text history with my dad over the last year, and it's just like win, lose, win, lose. Actually, what am I saying? Win, 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 win. Couple of losses there. So literally, he has not seen a final since 2014. So exactly, this could be he'll go out with a bang, I have to say, on Friday.
How are you feeling about the game against the Cats, the great rival of your Hawks?
It is. I mean, I've seen a lot of the Easter Monday clashes. All like my top football experience was watching the Hawks beat Geelong in 2008. And this was a grand final that was unlosable for Geelong. Hawthorn slightly bent the rules by rushing behind after behind after behind. The
Change the
Crows kicked a
rules.
lot of points. And I was working at Nova 919 at the time. And the only correspondent we could get to cover the game for us was Stuart Dew, because I think he ran the Hyde Park Hotel or was involved in that.
Right,
And
yeah.
so the only guest we had booked for the Monday after that grand final was Stewie Jew, and he goes in the third quarter and wins the whole game, kicks three amazing goals. And just to see that live and to win the unwinnable grand final in 2008, that goes down as probably my top football experience of all time.
Stewie Jew, he was at the end of his career then, and that was one of the broadest Hawthorn Guernseys I've ever seen in an AFL grand final.
He was spilling out of it. Alistair Clarkson got his weight down just enough, and he was hoiking those balls 60 meters, and I was watching him just kind of just curl through the goals. One of the great moments of, I mean, he won one with Port Adelaide, but that one in 2008 was simply brilliant. And the other thing is, Sophie, you run out of places to go to celebrate after the grand finals as well, because you've been there and let's try somewhere different this year. Oh, let's go over to South Yarra to celebrate this year. I'm really becoming unlikable.
Talk
Yeah, I've
about
actually.
unlikable. There's one thing I do have to query you on. Do we feel a little bit dirty supporting a team that Jack Ginnivan plays for?
You know what? And I say this to you, Sophie, if he played for the Crows, you'd love him. Because I hated him at Collingwood. I was like, you arrogant. Like, you have not done enough to celebrate like that. And now I know that. I was talking to Adam, my Crows mate, and when Hawthorn made that final against the Crows, he said, "I'm already annoyed at the celebration that Ginnivan is going to do for a goal he has not kicked yet." And that's the sort of player he is. He does annoy opposition fans, but you do kind of love him, I have to
So
say.
you've got
So
Ginnivan
once he's
up
on your
there and you've got
team.
the Wizard as well. I'm just wondering, do you walk into work on a Monday morning to catch up with Sonia for breakfast and, duck your head and play for a free kick at 5:30 as you just started to work out what's on the show?
I have my sellies ready, for the at the end of each show. I have my kind of, I don't know, what are they? There's that one, there's the aeroplane one, there's it is, I don't know, Sophie. I mean, what do you think of watching these kind of celebrations? So they're closer to your generation,
No,
that kind of, no, you don't like them?
I'm a golfer, so I hate anything to do with celebration. It's a little fist pump, that's about it. So I'm not a fan of them at all. It's the early celebration. I hate that. Just a tip of the cap. That's all I need. Just something small, minimalistic.
I was reading, they actually workshop, they're called sellies. So they actually workshop the sellies in the gym. And I heard Jack Ginnivan saying he doesn't want to give away too many secrets because other Hawthorn forward players are going to steal his sellies. And I'm like, that's how entitled the club is becoming. They're actually workshopping their celebrations. But anyway, I mean, it's working, so who am I to criticise?
Is there, as a Hawthorn supporter, is there, and we know the rivalry with Geelong, but is there a team that you really, if you can't win it, is there one team that you just do not want to see win? I mean, I think for most people it's Collingwood, but is there anyone in particular for you guys? Now there's only four left.
Who do I not, out of the four? I mean, can I say Geelong? It would have to be Geelong, I would have to say. Not that I don't. I mean, my brother-in-law is a Geelong fan. You know, my family's from Western Victoria. So, I don't know. I think I don't hate teams as much as I should. Maybe that's because you're supporting a team that's been successful. But yeah, Geelong would be the team that I wouldn't want to see win. What about you guys, Sophie? Are you guys both Hawthorn, obviously?
I'm quickly becoming Geelong, actually.
As in pro Geelong.
I'm wanting Geelong to win. No, I'm wanting to get pro Geelong. I'm wanting Geelong to win. But talking about this, I'm actually getting a bit sick of this. Can we actually turn to the AFLW? How did your Hawthorn girls go in that recently against the Adelaide Crows? Can't quite remember the score.
We had to kind of just even the ledger a little bit. I believe that it was a comprehensive win for the Crows.
I think it was about 21 points.
I've skipped over that. Yeah, it was reasonably. It was comprehensive. It's not a big deal. Yeah, well, that's what I was going to lead with sport tomorrow on the ABC. Crows smash Hawthorn. You know, that was a good news story.
Yeah. Yeah,
you'll get plenty of people on the show tomorrow, Jules, Crows, Port fans. I want to ask you your advice as an independent person who's very heavily involved in the South Australian media market. The Port Adelaide fans, are they now able to absolutely give it back to the Crows fans who they've been copping it from all year after Adelaide dropped out in straight sets? Or did you just keep your powder dry until next year?
Well, you know, I was sitting with a Port fan today. I had a beer with him, and he had screenshotted comments from Crows fans from years ago. Like, he'd literally saved them in the receipts. His photo album. So, you know, about the straight sets gag, about Port being chokers and whatever like that. And then he sent back individual messages with pictures of their screenshots from years ago. And I love the pettiness of that, Hookie and Sophie. I love the fact that you've kept your powder dry for years and finally you've got your opportunity to let loose. So, yes, I think if you're a Port fan, you would be absolutely giving it to the Crows.
I actually had one of my friends, he's a massive Port fan, and I might have sent a few messages last year, and he actually just sent a message back after the game, which all it said was welfare check for Sophie Hilditch. And I was like, yeah, I need to cop this. I definitely do.
Jules, Wallace, who you heard at the top of the show, he is our team captain here at Hooked on Sport. You being a Hawthorn man, are you going to try and poach our captain in the coming weeks? That's kind of the way it goes at Hawthorn, isn't it? Just approach other team captains?
Yeah, Wallace and I have been meeting with his manager as well, but we want to keep that confidential. We're only telling every journalist that I know in the industry so they could break it on the 20 footy shows that happen. Yeah, no, look, poaching captains. Why poach a VFL or a Sandville player? Just go straight for the captain. You know, that's what we do at Hawthorn. Anyone else is a bit low rent.
Zach Merritt will look all right in brown and gold next year, you reckon?
Well, I reckon he might go. I mean, I think if you're publicising the meetings that much, or whoever's doing it, him or his manager or the Hawks, I think he might go.
But the fact that he hasn't put his head up, the fact that he hasn't put his head up since all that broke suggests that he's not coming back to Essendon anytime soon.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you don't go to the best and fairest and you know you're going to win, that's the sign. I mean, you know, I've never been to I go to lots of award nights and have never won anything.
Yes.
You know, can you imagine being so good that you can afford to miss one? So, yeah, look, I think that might happen.
Jules, so good that you could join us, mate. It's late on a Sunday night and you're a breakfast radio host with the ABC on Monday morning. So we understand that we are compromising your sleep. I was starting to think maybe I was looking forward to seeing Hawthorn go deep into this final series. I perhaps have changed my mind a little, but honestly, mate, thanks so much for your time and good luck for your Hawks in the next couple of weeks.
You don't mean good luck, you guys. After what you've just heard from me, you're just hoping that I'm taken down a peg. You'll get me back on if we lose by 1 point next week, won't you?
The whole show will be devoted to Jules Schiller's mea culpas.
See you guys.
See ya.
See ya, mate.